Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. May I have your attention for just a few moments, please? I hear a lot of y'all have questions about who this Jesus is. This Jesus that these Christians are so hype about. I'm gonna let my homegirl reflect one. Spill a little bit about who this Jesus that we serve is. Excuse me, please, please. Let us have your attention. All right, reflect one. What's the spill?
He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and sure enough, the boss of bosses. Nearly lost my mind trying to fathom his depth and greatness. With my finite mind, I recline in his presence, speechless and breathless, tearing at his omnipresence. Can you imagine? Wrapped in perishable skin, but immune to sin. Who is he? Who spoke with such authority that demons obeyed and the sick were healed? Jesus peeled back time to remind us of the prophecies that were spoken in OT. OG, this gets better than the thriller, y'all. Now picture him dying, screaming his last words and yielded his spirit. And before resurrecting, his martyrs rising and testifying that the man that you crucified is Jesus the Most High. Is this a dead man walking, y'all? Spitting on the streets of the holy city with the holy sun shining like one and got the marks to prove it. Now, what would you do in a scenario like this that actually happened face to face with his back laced with whips and pierced on his sides and you could see through his palms? Would you be alarmed or try to act hard and deny his existence and say it was a lame trick? Well, sit for a while and let me reason with your mind, for the man is so fly that he can't be denied. I hope to rep the king as a true ambassador, cause there's no one greater. So peep my plea for the reason we worship him, the reason we praise him. For any day now, the time is unknown that the king will rise from his heavenly throne, appearing on earth in his fullest glory, judging accordingly. What will your case be? For no amount of wealth or expansion of wisdom
will save you, save you.
Not the shape of your body or the title that you hold
will save you, save you, save you.
For the kingdom is near, so any day now, I hope you are listening. Don't miss this petition, don't miss your redemption. Don't miss reconciling and dish your salvation with the true and living God and be a part of his squad. Made in his image, made in his likeness, you were molded to rule and subdue the earth. Not to be birthed to sin and live off the bosoms of demonic addictions, sex, drugs, pride, lies, orgies, drunkenness, wickedness, hate, jealousy, idolatry, and lust. As you wrestle and fuss with inside yourself, so finally you ask,
Lord, why all this?
I'm glad that you asked. The reason I died was to save you, save you. For love, my love, peace.